yeah, I think the third quarter, I think they scored 9 points, so that was probably the win of it. And again, we kind of we freezed up in the fourth quarter rather than flowing into our stuff what was going well. But the cup is cup and it's a grindy win. But I mean, the atmosphere here, the people that travel here, you know, from obviously all over Castle Island and everything, it was a melting pot inside there, and we were so happy to have them towards the end. Those last couple of possessions, they really willed us on. You know, you see all the Brendans and the Magic tops in the crowd. It's great to see. We got to focus on every possession. You know, this is over now. We've got to focus on recovering, and we got to get ready for Ballincollig, who are flying high on Friday, and that's just how we're going to have to take. That's how we're taking it.
Look at Neptune got, I suppose, what would be described as maybe the new coach bounce. Great win for them to get on the board, and obviously that was an eye-catching win coming down here to play us. You could see what they're about, though. I mean, Cian Heafy being out was a big miss for them, obviously.
Yeah.
But Rody, Cameron Glover, the shots from outside were killing us there at a point.
Yeah, and I think we were 7% from three at half time, but we didn't do much better in the second half. But look, they're a storied club. You know, fabulous facility. They're not going nowhere. You know, they're clearly getting their stuff in gear, and it's very early. And when Heafy comes back, he'll add another dimension to them. But look, we can only play what's in front of us. I think we were value for our win in the end. They gave us a big test at times, but we were full value for our win, and we got contributions. I mean, Keane, I think, had 3 or 4 blocks there in a row at one stage, blocked Sabata. Daniel Bowler is just ever constant, and that's what you need in cup basketball. The stars have to do what they've got to do, and it's about who's coming off the bench and who's not in those main roles, what they can contribute. That's what we speak about every day, and you know, we keep getting it off somebody different.
Next week it's away, Ballincollig and Sligo. Following week it's Kilmister, international break. Following week it's Kilmister. So they're lined up almost like stars at the moment, but we have Kilmister back to back, whether we like it or not now.
Yeah, I'm glad there's a break in between, so we can work on a few things. But look, like I said, we stay ever present. We've got to focus on Ballincollig, who I think have won 4 or 5 on the bounce now at the moment. There'll be a really tough test, and we'll worry about anything else after that, after Friday night.
Great stuff. Congratulations, John. Cracking night here in Castle Island.
Thank you.